nations that are part of this two-day summit to talk about nukes in Washington. And so far, all of these leaders have pretty much said, oh, sure, we back President Obama's call for securing all of the nuclear stuff, the materials all over the globe within 4 years to keep them out of the hands of terrorists. But how do they specifically do that? How do they achieve that pretty lofty goal? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Very pleased at the top of the show to talk to an expert on terrorism. We love this guy, Jeff Atticott. He's from the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, and everybody looks to him for advice. He's traveled around the world, has an incredible resume, and has advised people like the FBI. Thanks so much for jumping on the show, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Kate, my pleasure.
Okay, so you heard what I said there, this goal about let's eliminate these materials. Okay, yes, we all agree of the people who are at this summit, but is this really plausible? Is this just words and pretty impossible to do?
Yeah, I mean, this is really the Obama doctrine, and that is we're gonna talk our way out of every problem and not really do anything about it. The so-called nuclear summit is really cover, in my opinion, for his total inability to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons. He's been talking to them now for almost 16 months and has produced absolutely zero. So let's have a summit and all sit down and sing Kumbaya, and then we can say, well, we had a summit, but it just didn't work out, and Iran now has nuclear weapons on my watch. But hey, it's not my fault, because I got all these countries together, and we, you know, the United States can only stand by and look as weak as the world sees us right now.
And they're talking about those sanctions. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans, right? As you said, 16 months and counting. What should really be done as far as Ahmadinejad is concerned in Iran?
Yeah, this will be the fourth UN sanction, and they're absolutely meaningless. We saw the same thing with Saddam Hussein. The United Nations Security Council is a meaningless organization unless you have one nation that is willing to step up to the plate like the United States. And essentially, nothing has ever been done unless the U.S. does it and leads the way. And Mr. Obama doesn't want to be a leader. He doesn't want to lead the way. He wants to follow, and that's just not going to work in the real world. What must be done? Well, it's a hard, you know, it's a hard solution. Sarkozy said it best, President Sarkozy of France, either Iran gets the bomb or we bomb Iran. There simply is no middle ground. You're not going to negotiate with them. The sanctions amount to about 25% of the output of Iranian oil per day, which is meaningless. They're going to get atomic weapons, and all the talk in the world is not going to stop them. The only thing that will stop them is a calculation that we will use force, so that's deterrence, or the actual application of force. Now, that will cause repercussions, but, you know, the balance has to be determined. Is it, you know, more beneficial to the United States and our interests to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons, or is it more beneficial for us not to allow them to get nuclear weapons? Either way, it's a very tough choice if you're going to do something, but this is all academic and moot because this president has clearly demonstrated he's not going to do anything. Iran will get nuclear weapons because we're not going to do anything. The Chinese, the Russians, they're not going to do anything. Nobody's going to do anything.
Wow. And who knows, Jeff, you know that this is obviously something they've been working on. We don't know how close they are. We don't know what's happening other than the uranium enrichment, but how far along they are, you know, who knows. But I think they're probably closer than we think. What do you think?
The Israelis, the best sources in Israel think that they will have a nuclear capability by the year 2012 at the latest. So we're winding down. We're discovering new secret, you know, facilities that were undisclosed in the past. And the Iranians are simply, you know, they're not denying it. They're saying, yeah, we're doing it. And what are you going to do? So, you know, it's a tough choice. But, you know, going and using the application of violence is always a tough choice. And there's going to be consequences either way. So you've got, you know, you've got two bad choices, and it's easy to make a choice between good and evil. Here we've got two choices that are going to be very difficult to make, but with this signal right now, the Iranians, you know, are probably celebrating in the street, at least the leadership, of course, because they know that nothing's going to stop them, and they're going to proceed full steam ahead.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of Benjamin Netanyahu not going to the summit?
Well, you know, they sent a lower-level person to this summit, and it's really kind of a response because the Israelis feel that this president has abandoned them. He said as much about the peace process. He said, well, I've tried to do everything I can, but I can't do anything there. So he's failed at the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. And clearly the only country in the world that might have the capability and the will to stop Iran is Israel, a tiny postage stamp on the world stage. And, you know, let's face it, they're receiving threats from Ahmadinejad that he's going to wipe them off the face of the planet. And they know that he's developing nuclear weapons. So 1 + 1 = 2. Whether they're going to do it or not, or whether they can do it or not, is an open question. But, you know, this is not all Mr. Obama, because President Bush, before he left office, said he would not leave office without ensuring that Iran would not get nuclear weapons. And, of course, he did leave office. But ultimately, when they do acquire nuclear weapons, it's going to be on Mr. Obama's watch, and you can't blame George Bush for this one.
Yeah. The START treaty with the Russians, your take on that and whether it's effective or just another empty gesture?
It's an empty gesture. I mean, it's old thinking. It would be great if we were, you know, 20 years ago in a time machine, but the threat is not from Russia. The threat's from Iran and North Korea. And in the closing remarks that the president made at this summit, he didn't even mention North Korea or Iran. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They're the puppet masters. They have Hezbollah in Lebanon, they have Hamas in Gaza, and they sponsor terrorism around the world. They're the number one threat. And, you know, signing a deal with Russia, they're not a threat anymore. I mean, the fact that they have a lot of nuclear weapons that are stockpiled, and we've got some that are stockpiled, yeah, you know, you can put the spin on it any way you want to, but the Russians aren't the threat. The threat is Iran. What are you going to do about Iran? What are you going to do about North Korea?
Yeah, and speaking of North Korea, I mean, this is kind of a flip a coin, and especially everything you just said about Iran and their position in the Middle East and Hezbollah and Hamas and terror groups. But how fearful should we be of Kim Jong-il and North Korea?
Well, you know, in my view, they're less of a threat than the Iranians because they're more pragmatic. You can deal with them. You can cut a deal with them. They're not motivated by religious ideology. Whereas the leadership, the mullahs, they're, you know, that's a theocracy. And they have very bizarre religious beliefs about the end of the world syndrome. The 12th era is going to come back, the missing imam, if they can just start, you know, chaos in the world as part of this theory. And many people interpret that to mean that if they have atomic weapons, they might use them. Because in their view, this will bring back the missing imam and they will rule the world. So that's a far more, when you mix religion with this type of power, it's far more dangerous than the regime in North Korea. Those folks can be contained to a degree, but they're still the number one threat. It's not Russia. And, you know, the big trumpet here is that, well, we cut a deal with the Russians. You know, this is 20 years later. The Cold War's over. Russia's not threatening us. Iran and North Korea are the threats to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Atticott, thanks. Always good to have you on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk more about that on the flip side, along with this missing girl who was found in the Florida swamps. Hang with us.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
All right, we'll have more on the Nuke Summit and what I've been talking about, that it's just a bunch of rhetoric, but nothing with any teeth. And I think Jeff Atticott, really, who this has been his business his entire career, sums it up the best. Who are you concerned about? Iran, because of the terrorist organizations, and the likelihood, as I've also talked about, and many of you have called in, that Israel is going to be in a position where they're going to lob a bomb the direction of Iran, knowing full well, hey, you let them get this weapon, which is what they're doing, and there's no deterrence, and you don't make the hard choice, eventually it will come and rain hell down on us. And clearly, as he said, which has been my contention all along, you mix religion into this, that's the Middle East, and it's a powder keg. Remember Iraq, the problem. What was the problem there? The Shia, the Sunnis. The Kurds, very hard when you start to cut up the Middle East and look at thousands of years of history and hatred and problems with different, especially extremist, crazy groups that seem to be growing. And that's where the danger lies. He's absolutely right. And if you have to make the hard choice, what choice do you make? Do you let them just get the bomb? Or do you try to stop it? The answer is you try to stop it, but it's not with the UN Security Council. He's absolutely right. It is a limp organization unless the U.S. does something. That's the only way. So anyway, you can always throw in your two if you want to dish on that at 800-259-5791. But let's give you something good here right at the top out of the chute of America tonight as we mix it up. Crazy story out of Winter Springs, Florida, which is in the central part of that state. A girl goes missing last week, 11 years old, just goes missing for 4 days. She disappears into an alligator-infested swamp just about a half a mile from where her house is. And this Nadia Bloom has Asperger syndrome, where they're basically what that is an awareness thing. And the focus on whatever it is that they're doing. So supposedly she was shooting a nature movie, and, you know, wandered off. The family was scared to death, naturally. 11-year-old girl, missing swamps, alligators, nuts, who knows. And a neighbor somehow was part of the search team or went out to help the rescuers and spotted her. The rescuers went in, and that's the good news. But here's how it played out earlier in the day. A lot of people excited about this, and this was the official word.
Officers, when they got there, glad you guys found me. Can't believe you rescued me.
Yeah, and I love that because she had to, she was there in darkness, woke up in the morning, same thing over and over again, like a nightmarish groundhog day. I mean, dense woods. So, you know, this is scary, scary stuff, I think. If you're the parents, they had been going crazy, wondering and worrying. She's got insect bites all over her, and nothing with alligators, thank goodness. And apparently, you know, maybe a little bit shook up and dehydrated, but the doctors say she's going to be fine. She's well. They're treating her. And I'd be interested to see an interview with her to hear some of the details of what those – she's 11, so she – what were those nights like? What was that like? How did that happen? And, you know, she hadn't talked to anyone. She just went into the woods, and nobody had talked to her, and she was missing. She was last seen – riding a bike, and that's what they were looking for, up and down streets and in neighborhoods, and then ultimately in the woods too. But think fifth grade, they find her bike, they find her helmet, and that's it. She had a backpack with her, and so they figure, well, she has the backpack with her. But this is a crazy good story. How about some applause from Minneapolis? Finally, a happy ending. Every time you talk about a girl missing, it has a thick, terrible twist to it. The story in the end, if they're usually found dead. So this is good news. Matt, isn't that just a wild ending? Think of the alligators. I mean, I've been in Florida, and listen, alligators and swamps. It's one thing to be on a golf course or to be in a neighborhood and see a gator off in the distance or perhaps in the backyard. But this really was a swamp, the traditional kind of swamp that you think of in your mind. Horrible bugs, scary critters, and the gators.
Yeah, it's crazy that she was safe for that long. And also that I think it's kind of even more crazy that they didn't find her until now.
I do too.
Because she was just pretty much in the same spot the whole time.
Yep.
And it just happened to be in some area that I heard on the news that they hadn't searched yet. And this one random guy decided to go out and search that place on his own. And you just think, why didn't they cast a bigger net?
I know. I mean, and just so lucky that something hadn't happened to her. Often, I mean, it's not that it happens every day, but we hear of things happening with kids jumping in water that where there's alligators and somebody fighting off a gator or something happening because they move so fast. They see something in the water that's splashing around or that kind of thing. And in a swamp, especially, the high reeds, how dense it is, that's the kind of stuff that these creatures thrive in. And this girl was sitting right there on that one dry piece of dirt. And luckily, the neighbor spotted her. And, that's an incredible ending for this family. I wrote something about it on AmericaTonight.net on the website and just flat out said in one word, it's a miracle. I mean, it's got to be a miracle for that family that there was not some nasty ending and having no idea what she could have been doing, finding the bike and all that sort of stuff. I mean, what a great ending. On the opposite side of the spectrum, this too made big news for different reasons. And, you know, I don't know if you saw this one or not, but a huge decision when it came to a Boy Scout, it was 1.4 million. It was the verdict in that Boy Scout abuse case. And see, this is where your mind goes when you think about, kids. We've seen this happen now with the Catholic Church and some of the priests, now all the backlash from the Vatican and other people who are furious and think that the Catholic Church is being beat up because all the abuse stories are starting to pop all over again. Well, a jury in Portland, Oregon, decided to award $1.4 million to a Portland man and decided that the Boy Scout organization was liable for up to $25 million in punitive damages. That's going to be decided in a separate phase of a trial. So check this out. The jury delivered kind of a rebuke, I guess you would say, to the Boy Scouts of America when they found that they failed to protect a man who was molested by an assistant scoutmaster in the early 1980s. So over the first couple of weeks of testimony, they had this stuff that was leaking out, stuff that was starting to come out about these secret scout perversion filed records of known sex offenders that were they used as evidence. And, you know, the jury went over everything for 2 days, and they're wondering how much that played into these so-called perversion files. But the scouts denied allegations of negligence and said the files actually helped keep child molesters out of their ranks. So they had these files set up on known sex offenders, saying this was a way they could keep them away from the Boy Scouts. So the guy, 38-year-old Kerry Lewis, who filed the lawsuit in the first place, argued that the Boy Scouts were reckless for allowing a scoutmaster to continue to associate with victims, with the victim's scout troop after he acknowledged that he had molested 17 Boy Scouts. And here's the deal again with the religion. The guy, his name is Tamir Dykes, the guy who, the molester, told a bishop for the Mormon church in the early 80s that he had done the damage to these scouts, that he in fact had molested 17 scouts. So he was convicted of three times of various abuse charges involving boys and served time in prison. And he acknowledged in a deposition that he abused Lewis. But what are the Mormons thinking in this case, at least this particular bishop who covered this up? I don't get it. So the Boy Scouts have to pay the money. They've got $1.4 million verdict. And it's going to get interesting to see if any other suits are filed. Hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent Protect, a nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Delaney hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between on this little old show called America Tonight. You know, right from the get-go, we're talking about the 11-year-old girl that's found in the swamps, and what a great story that is, and how incredibly excited the rescuers are and everybody is that she's found and it's not a horrible situation. And then we go from that to talk about a grown man who finally gets retribution, I guess, in a way, if you can have such a thing, after being molested by a man who molested 17 Boy Scouts and confessed to a bishop in the Mormon church and still was allowed to carry on with the activities. And, you know, now the Boy Scouts of America are paying a heavy price for that. And they had a file on people who were known predators. And I guess this guy wasn't in the file. But regardless, just I have to think, with what's happening with the Catholic Church and now these cries of the Pope must go, seriously, and more stories coming out, and this Boy Scouts situation that gets linked back to, oh, he told somebody, but it didn't matter. He continued on his way and continued to do what he did, although he was eventually convicted. That this can only help, I think, for things like this in the future. The more that it's talked about, the more that it's reported, the more that people come forward, the more that there's court cases, maybe, just maybe, the people who live in the shadows that want to harm children because they're in positions of authority and they're bottom feeders and they're sick twisted, sadistic souls. Perhaps there's a better chance of catching them in the net so they don't get anywhere near children, whether it's through a Boy Scout organization, in a religious situation, or whatever it might be. Anybody where your kids have, they have some way to be touched by these people. So the more that that happens, the more we can shed ourselves of potential damage, I think. I mean, really. So here's the scoop. In Massachusetts, there's a parish called St. Michael's Church. There's a reverend there, and the reverend is James Scahill. You might have heard his name. He called in a sermon last week for the Pope to resign over the church and their, over the church's sexual abuse scandal. Pope Benedict is tied to the crisis directly after news broke, I guess, about a month ago, that 30 years ago when he was an archbishop, he approved accommodations in his church, in his diocese, for a priest accused of child sex abuse so the priest could undergo therapy. And, you know, ultimately, the priest who wasn't identified was finally let go in 2008. So you gotta love this reverend for standing up there and not worrying about what anyone thinks and just calling it like he sees it. And he's saying, look, if they can't come clean with this, if he can't take the consequences of being truthful on this matter, his integrity should lead him, for the good of the church, to step down and to have the conclave of cardinals, you know, that's that whole puff of smoke thing that people talk about, elect a pope with the understanding that the elected guy, the elected pope, would be willing to take on the issue, not just in promise. So when he says something like that, he's going to get shellacked. There's going to be people that are going to say, yeah, right on. And most of them probably won't be people who belong to the Catholic Church, maybe some. And his church has just been bombarded by emails and dozens of calls. But they're saying, the sisters are saying in that church, that only two were negative out of all the hundreds of emails and calls. And this guy, because you might recognize his name, is a longtime critic of the whole sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church, and says, look, the Vatican is responsible for the controversy, and it's wrong to blame the media for perpetrating the scandal. And that's where I'm completely on board with him. This whole backlash of, oh, it's just the media. It's what is the deal with now just blaming the media for everything? It's just the media leaning on the Catholic Church because everyone hates Catholics, and that's why they're doing it. I don't think that's true. I mean, there may be some that, sure, they're going out there, they're fishing, and they're loving it. But I don't believe that. I mean, this is pretty black and white. You have abuse, you have the evidence, you see the story, you're tying the story. It's the sensitivity of religion. It's that old saying about religion and politics don't mix in mixed company, and when you're, you know, having dinner somewhere. But give me a break. This should have never been covered up in the first place. The Reverend is absolutely right. I'm glad people are backing him up. And they just are trying to insulate the Pope. I mean, the Pope is human, after all. He made a huge mistake. What if he had copped to the mistake? He has a point. You may see it differently. 800-259-5791. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam, you're never shy about expressing your opinion. And, you know,
Washington and five over Montreal. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, there you go. Because everybody in America, they're hockey fans, let me tell you.
Okay.
I like how you don't sulk. I mean, I know. I got you. Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so this Catholic Church scandal and the whole thing with the Pope, and now this priest coming out and saying, listen, if he knew this, he needs to step aside. He needs to leave the position as Pope. We know that's not going to happen. He's going to be protected.
Right.
But I say bully for the priest for coming out and taking the heat and for being honest.
As my people would say, he's got chutzpah.
He has a lot of chutzpah. Well, think about that. A rabbi. I mean, listen, I grew up in Cherry Hill, and there's a very famous rabbi there who murdered. And
Fred Neuwinder, yeah.
Yep. He murdered. I knew people connected to him.
Just to get that straight, because I saw it on A&E. Mm-hmm. And A&E makes very good documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
If you, of course, that's my opinion. He hired somebody to kill his wife.
Well, that's right. But he killed his wife through the whatever, hiring somebody.
Yes,
and
yes.
He's in jail, and people were stunned at the temple. They could not believe it. He was so respected, could not believe that this could happen. They had grown children, the whole thing, and he was having an affair with a famous radio morning show woman. And
did you know her?
I did know her. Elaine Sancini is her name, and she
was. Okay, and not to mention, with all due respect, a non-Jewish girl to boot.
But people were stunned,
yeah.
And so it's the point that religion, in religious, whether it's a rabbi, whether it's a priest, a pope,
yeah.
Whatever,
Imam.
There are bad people. I mean, in any yeah. that can get into these positions.
Right.
So I don't think religion should be a shield when people do bad things.
Of course not.
Uh-uh.
Here there was a rabbi, also well respected in Montreal. He had an affair behind his wife's back with supposedly her best friend, and I put the best friend thing in quotation marks. So he was the chairman of the board of the Montreal Rabbinical Council. He was asked to leave. His synagogue terminated his contract. And I don't know what he's doing now, but there was a period of time where he had trouble finding a job because, they ask, why did you leave your last job? I had an affair. That doesn't look good. When a place of worship, I know
no.
Catholic Church. I know Catholic Church. It's the archdiocese. This is your priest, whether you like it or not. Where with a rabbi, it's like applying to work in an office. So they'll ask, "Why'd you leave your last job?" And you'll say, "Well, I had an affair." It was like, "Yeah, okay, don't call us, we'll call you."
Right.
That type of stuff. Where other rabbis, it's like they, him and his wife maybe have a young family. And they want to go to a community that has good, good Jewish schools or whatever. And, could the Pope yell, this is what confuses me. Are they trying to say that the Pope knew, but he should step aside? Or if he comes out, will he?
He covered up. He knew 30 years ago about a guy who was a molester,
right.
who is accused of molesting 200 deaf boys.
Right.
At a place in Wisconsin, and he let him into his diocese and said he was doing that he did that to get him help. And the guy wasn't booted out of the church till 2008. So it's very fishy.
Okay. So he's ahead of.
He knew.
Okay. Yeah, but let's say, okay. Okay. Now, obviously, more about the Catholic Church than I do. Could there be enough cardinals to say, excuse me, We'd like this Pope removed, or is he basically there until he passes away?
I think he's basically there until he passes away, unless there's just too much that sticks to him. I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do that. I think it'll be, no, this is the Vatican. We're a separate city, and
right.
they're just going to try to fight it off. They picked the wrong guy, maybe, and they're just going to try to fight it off.
Yeah, but do you think maybe that his predecessor, the late John Paul II, maybe knew as well?
I hope not. I mean, knew of what, heard of stuff. I mean, this guy directly, this Pope Benedict directly was the Archbishop. So
right.
He knew what was happening and what happened there. And they're just kind of, the Vatican is upset and they're trying to cover up. And they're trying to blame the media and saying the media is just going after him.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
One quick story, and then I know we're up against time. I know someone teaches at a private Catholic girls' school. You know what he calls this Pope?
What?
Pope Benedict Arnold.
I've heard that before. Thanks, Sam. Take care. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you about a big contest we're having next Tuesday in our third hour with an incredible, incredible giveaway. Plus, we're going to hit the mailbag.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Coming up here on ATN. You know, we got to shake things up. We're talking about heavy, heavy subjects all the time, and we like to lighten the load, too. So, this is the scoop. Next Tuesday, in our third hour, you could be part of a huge giveaway. You have to answer two questions. It's a fair or foul situation. I'm going to role play a little bit here with Brannigan so you get how this works. And I'll explain the rest of it, but this is what it relates to. It's the power of positive idiocy.
Who's and Brannigan?
Brannigan. Matt. I was thinking of Brannigan right. Weber, who's doing affiliates for GCN. I flip-flopped the two of you because you sound exactly alike on the phone.
Except for he's the one who looks like Justin Bieber.
And you definitely don't. We want to make that clear. Okay, so... No, Matt will be assisting me, not Brannigan. He's fast asleep, I'm sure, somewhere in Minnesota. So The deal is, I love that correction, too. I don't have a teleprompter. I know, like, Barack Obama, he's the president. He gets a teleprompter. I don't get a teleprompter. Here's the bottom line. The Power of Positive Idiocy from David Faraday, the notorious ex-pro and golf commentator at CBS Sports. It's his new book. It's a hilarious new collection of rants that's going to surprise and crack up hackers everywhere. I'm raising my hand. And The Power of Positive Idiocy, readers will be treated to Faraday's distinctive commentary on aging Texas women on the golf course, the Irish parenting addiction, Charles Barkley, and, of course, every pro golfer and golfing situation you'd ever want to read about. He also graciously, or in some instances unforgivingly, answers his fans' questions and passes on his unique and demented perspective. Yeah. Don't say you haven't been warned. It's a good book. I'm almost done it. Have you ever wondered where the weaknesses are in Tiger's game, or what would happen if there were PGA Tour cheerleaders? Ugh, that'd be wild. Or how old Tom Morris would play if he came back from the dead, or how you can raise the next Phil Mickelson.
I don't know right now if the combination of Tiger Woods and cheerleaders is the greatest idea.
No kidding, right? Actually, Faraday acknowledges that he could give a small dog's trousers about your kids, by the way. He has trouble enough with his own. So anyway, Faraday explains a whole bunch of different things in it, and you'll laugh your head off. It's a great book. So the scoop is this. We're going to do that in our third hour on Tuesday. We're going to do Fair or Foul. If you get two questions, if you answer one correctly up to, I think we have 15 books, you'll get a copy. We'll just send you a copy of his book, The Power of Positive Idiocy. If you get two correct, then you will be entered into a drawing for our Cobra S2 driver. Our Cobra S2 driver, which we were going to do the following hour, and I think we still can do it. So we'll announce the winner in the following hour. So how great is that? You'll know. It's like, you know, when you enter contests and you're at the stores, which probably some of those contests could be dangerous, and you're writing your name and all this stuff down, and who knows where all the information goes, but you don't hear from anybody about winning anything. Well, in this case, we're just going to do it in the next hour. So we'll take all the names of people who qualify, and that's it. That's the scoop. So I'm going to practice with, not Brannigan, but Matt Johnson here right now for Fair or Foul. So if he were to call up, he got on the line. Hi, Matt Johnson from Minnesota. You ready to do or play Fair or Foul?
I am ready.
Okay. Fair or Foul? Playboy says yes to Kate Gosselin.
I'm going to say foul.
Foul. You are correct. They rejected Kate Gosselin. Of course, she was famous for the reality show with her husband, John and Kate plus 8. That blew up. And yeah, it's that whole thing so nutty. All right, here's the next one. The summit being held in Washington, D.C., is endorsing Obama's goal on nuclear security. All who are endorsing are included in this, and there are 43 countries involved.
Idiot and simple!
Can I hear the question again? What is that?
All right, I'll just say it again.
There's like 40 answers to that thing. He had five different things that could be true or false.
Oh, come on, I'll simplify it. How many...
This isn't Harvard, this is America Tonight.
It's not. Well, maybe we're trying to upgrade the show. All right, there are 43 countries attending the nuclear summit in Washington.
Sure, fair.
False. Foul. It's 47.
Oh, my calculator wasn't working.
Yeah, right. It's all the numbers. The numbers always screw up everyone. So if this were really what we were doing, if we were playing this out, Matt would win a book. So he doesn't really lose. He gets a very funny copy of David Faraday's book. So congratulations, you're a winner, but you're not eligible for the driver.
All right, thank you. Oh, no, the hometown crowd's getting behind me.
You're not eligible. eligible for the Cobra S2 driver that's practically worth $400.
Yeah, I don't know where they were. I looked for help for the audience, and no one was around. So that was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, and the questions, by the way, could be sports, too. Sports is too easy.
Well, that would have helped out a little bit.
I know, but I had to give you something harder. I wanted to stretch you. I didn't want to give you some layup question about
like
the Twins.
How many people are in the non-proliferation treaty and all this other stuff? I don't know.
That's why you have to pay attention to America Tonight. And not talk
Russia
to Brady. Don't be talking to Brady being distracted,
looking at
magazines or whatever it is that you're doing. Because, see, this is
hard
a problem.
At work on this show. That's what I'm doing. Backbreaking physical
back-breaking.
Labor.
Matt is in the studio, the mothership in Minneapolis, and I'm in the little satellite facility in Dallas. He's in the plush confines of GCN, the entire network. It's like the V mothership, if you've seen any glimpses of that's on ABC. I mean, it's huge. It's enormous. And he's there with everything, and I'm in the tiny, tiny facility. So I guess it could be a little distracting. But I think people got a sense of how this works.
I hope so. I hope the embarrassment of my answers was enough.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. You're not even going to have time for the mailbag.
I know. I'm sorry. The mailbag has to go to the next hour.
All right.
I know. That's so bad. So if you want to send us a letter or an email, that's really what it is, you can do that, americatonight.net. I'm just giddy with excitement because we do really have some great giveaways. You know, on this show, there are serious times. There are serious subjects. There are serious things that we're having conversations about on ATN and lots of newsmakers and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes you just have to take a step back and say, hey, you know, some blood was shed so we can enjoy these incredible freedoms we have while we still have them, right? You know, you get this driver and you might be able to go out and play at least a few times with the driver. But, I mean, the key thing that's really, really good is pretty much, I think, everyone will be able to walk away with a book, I hope. And if not, I mean, we have other contests. They're all going to be pretty much right in a row in the next upcoming weeks all the way through to the summer. So there's things to look forward to. Because nobody nailed the score. Nobody won our giant prize pack that goes back into the pile for the next time around for Nail the Scores. That's the good news, that there's something else to look forward to. But we have all these other things happening, too, as well, that are really, really cool. All right, quickly, one last thing here. You know, I'm a big fan of NASA. Neil Armstrong, the first guy to ever walk on the moon, decided to not keep quiet about it. He blasted the decision to cancel NASA's Back to the Moon program, saying that doing that is devastating to America's space effort. So glad to see him rip the president's space plan. I mean, if you're going to save a nickel here and a nickel there, I think they should have left NASA alone. And frankly, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, some of the biggest, baddest, brightest that we have. And they're not going to come back to the space program. So now what are we going to do, wind the clock back and be behind everybody else? Just something to think about.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.